Welcome to the Hair Loss Dossier audio version of our blog posts on Medium. Today's program is about one of the popular scams that permeates the internet today about hair loss answers. The story's headline, Shampoo leads the list of false promises for ladies treating hair loss. Have you ever bought hair products that claim they will make your hair thicker, more beautiful, etc.? Most women have. The drugstore shelves are packed with ubiquitous varieties of such miracle serums and such, while the media bombards us every day with overhyped product claims. If you've tried such treatments, perhaps you quickly realize these formulations are temporary and must be used continually to achieve the look you want. That's a great marketing plan. The reality of this sales scheme is that there is no way for a non-drug, topically applied product to improve hair health. And of course, there is no incentive for cosmetic companies to make something that lasts. As an authority about thinning hair and restoration, I get inquiries from my readers continually about hair loss treatments, and it's become nearly a full-time job for me to comment on the random and false information in the news and on commercials about new discoveries, shampoos, conditioners, revitalizers, etc., etc., for treating thinning hair. So let's get real here. You can water a dying plant until it's moist, but without proper fertilization, it will never flourish, right? During my 35 plus years in hair restoration, I've been fortunate to work with the best physicians, clinicians, and researchers in the field of hair loss. With their help, I've learned how to separate facts about baldness from the BS. My slang term for shampoo, such an apropos name, refers to the many products that overpromise and underdeliver. Despite bold claims or innuendos, these products are like putting lipstick on a pig. These topicals may either coat the hair or apply some special ingredient that implies the product will increase hair health. What these revolutionary products have in common is they are ultimately temporary in their ability to help the condition of thinning hair, but they will cause thinning of the wallet. Many go so far as to imply they cure hair loss and that this somehow reverses the deterioration of hair growth. The fact is, coating the hair with some vaguely explained ingredient, which may provide short-term enhancement, is not treating the source of hair problems. Just like painting over cracked plaster, the problem will reappear. It's important to remember there is no cure for common hair loss. The way to properly deal with thinning hair is to first understand the mechanism of loss so that you can determine Mother Nature's plan for you. You will learn about this and about my advice to correct hair loss in my book, Hair Loss Dossier, The Big Lie on the Causes, Cures, Treatments, and Scams on Amazon, iBooks, and others. Don't wait until thinning hair is obvious. Studies show that most people have lost up to 50% of their hair before they act on the problem. Women are much more in tune with their hair's condition than men. Ladies, let's face it, you inventory your hair many times during the day. You touch it, twist it, throw it, and examine it in any mirror you pass by, right? In most cases of thinning hair, it's the ability to see through the scalp and not so much about the hair that has fallen out, rather about the fact that the hair is becoming weaker and finer over time, providing less coverage. To understand what is happening, think of a forest of young saplings, maybe 100 of them on an acre of land. You could likely see through to the back, right? Now think of a grove of 100 mature redwoods on the same area. You wouldn't be able to see very far into that grove. So really, the answer to weak thinning hair is to treat it at the root, not coat the stem. In my book, and hey, I'm not trying to sell books, I'll actually send you a copy for free. I advocate a regimen designed to keep and improve your hair through a concept I call hair preservation. Taking care of what you have is the important first step in regaining the appearance of a full head of hair. A simple routine with effective support of the structure of the hair is the key to keeping steady growth and not exposing more scalp. I compare hair fitness results to going to the gym. You could put wrinkle cream on those folds of loose skin, or you could tighten the dermal layer with stimulation and nutrition. Women are good with routines as they typically realize that the investment of time and energy results in an attractive outcome. So read more about my recommendation about what works, transformative products and procedures that I describe in my book that realize positive results. They include non or minimally invasive methods. And for more in-depth, pardon the pun, methods, I can refer women to the best of my surgical colleagues. Here's a sample of a more detailed explanation about what is to be found in Hair Loss Dossier. It's the basis of understanding hair preservation and understanding the physiology of the human hair. This explanation is illustrated with specific charts about hair growth, but let's talk about it. The hair shaft follows three phases of a growth cycle. First is the anagen, which is 3 to 6 years that the average hair grows. The second is the catagen, or resting phase, whereby the hair is transitioning to its last stage, telogen. And that's where the hair is shed and is typically replaced by a new hair going into the anagen phase. Hair grows in separate sequences throughout the scalp, as opposed to, say, a dog, which sheds a great deal of hair at one time seasonally. The key to maintaining healthy hair is to maximize the growth cycle by getting to the root of the problem. For most of us, that can only be accomplished by following a regimen of hair health, again, what I call hair preservation. Common hair loss, androgenetic alopecia, occurs when this cycle is interrupted by genetic factors and/or health problems. As always, a proper diagnosis by a dermatologist or hair restoration specialist is needed before embarking on any treatment program. Certain conditions in women can accelerate hair loss. Pregnancy, para and postmenopausal cycles, autoimmune disease, and thyroid conditions are often culprits. Read more about these and more rare conditions in my book. Just remember, you can't fix hair from the outside in. It can only be generated from the inside out. So instead of putting coatings on the hair, focus on preserving it, keeping and optimizing what you have. There are great ways to encourage healthy hair elaborated upon in my book. Certain supplements, low-level laser light therapy, LHT, and injections of platelet-rich plasma, called PRP, are some of the safe and effective ways of promoting hair growth. So be sure to visit and like my Facebook page, John Vincent Hair Loss Dossier, to continue to learn how to beat hair loss. And remember, I'm here to help you. I want to give you a free copy of my book and a personal one-on-one evaluation with me so I can offer some guidance or help in any way. Simply email me to request your book or to schedule a chat. That's at johnvincent@hairconsultant.com. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to starting a dialogue with you about taking action against this annoying and often debilitating condition.